Lila Gardner of the group Defend Our Future says the Schuylkill River's been in trouble going back to 1896 when this letter to the editor was printed in the Philadelphia Inquirer.
The fluid with which I am writing, I have labeled Schuylkill Ink. This decoction is from the settlings of water drawn from this morning from the spigot in the first and in the second story of our house and makes a very fair ink.
Historian Adam Levine says without federal oversight, the water people drink in Philadelphia could become hazardous.
It's clear that the EPA has played a big role in making the river usable again, a place where people want to ride a bicycle, run, even row on.
Environmental groups are afraid that without continued EPA oversight, both the Schuylkill and Delaware rivers could again become contaminated and are urging the federal government not to cut the funding for federal oversight. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.